I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. If you've been following what's going on in Syria and you're confused, you're not alone. An alleged chemical weapons attack, thousands of people affected. Just look at the many videos and pictures on social media. But also remember, those images may not be what they seem. The opponents of President Bashar al-Assad say he ordered the strike. Assad's government says the rebels launched chemical weapons. In the meantime, the West and the international community wait for verification before, well, before doing anything beyond issuing another warning against using chemical weapons. The World's Matthew Bell has been sifting through the deadly Syrian game of we said, they said.
They don't add up to a smoking gun, but the videos posted online are difficult to watch. People can be seen convulsing and struggling to breathe. Bodies of the dead are wrapped in white sheets and lined up in rows. Many of the victims are children. A Swiss chemical weapons expert, Stefan Mogel, has been reviewing the videos, and he takes note of certain symptoms: the gasping for air, contracted pupils, secretions of the eyes and nose, and muscle spasms. Mogel says they all point to one thing.
My conclusion is that, and I have to be very careful with this, I also just look at material that everybody else looks at. The symptoms, in my view, are consistent with an exposure to a nerve agent.
Mogel suspects the nerve agent was sarin gas. The Syrian military is thought to have stockpiles of the chemical, but definitive proof that sarin was used would require taking blood or urine samples from the victims or environmental samples from the site of the incident. And the sooner that happens, Mogel says, the better. Early this morning, opposition activists said the body count from Wednesday night's alleged chemical attack was still climbing. Khalid Saleh is a spokesman with the Syrian National Coalition.
We have documented as of 2 a.m. 1,360 casualties. We expect the number to grow because we just discovered a neighborhood in Zemelka where their house is full of dead people. So you expect that number to grow in the next few hours. It's quite heartbreaking when you talk to activists who are going from one house to the next and they're just pulling dead bodies, one dead body after the next.
The United Nations wants its inspectors to be able to investigate the site without delay. A group of 20 UN weapons inspectors arrived in Damascus on Sunday. Their hotel is only a 15-minute drive from the neighborhood where the reported incident took place, but it's not clear if the Syrian government will comply. What's also not clear is how Washington might respond. If Wednesday's attack is verified, it could turn out to be the most egregious violation yet of President Obama's own red line on the use of chemical weapons. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Susan Rice, responded to early reports of the attack on Twitter. She wrote, "Those responsible will be held accountable." But the Obama administration has shown no willingness to live up to such promises. Charles Dulfer led the American search for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq back in 2004. He says the prospect that the Syrian government might be allowed to use chemical weapons and get away with it is terrifying.
The UN is going to be in a very, very difficult position. I feel very sorry for those weapons inspectors because everything is going to turn on what they say. It's almost in a sense that their finger is on the trigger of what the international community is going to do.
For people like Khalid Erksousi, though, the endless debates about what to do in Syria sound more and more irrelevant. He's the head of operations for the Syrian Red Crescent in Damascus.
It's frustrating for us that when you see all those pictures and you see all this suffering in those areas, and then on the other hand, you hear people talking about decisions in Security Council and investigation committees, and you wonder and you scratch your head, well, those people, did they see the same picture I saw? Because what I saw in those pictures is people need help.
Erksousi says his ambulances are on standby. They're only a few miles from the site of this alleged attack, and all they need is a green light to get to work. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.